whether you are in the building or join us through our web broadcast. Thank you for being with us today. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to another day of teaching coming from Center of Christ Ministries. We are a church with a heart for God's people. Our pastors are James and Kathy Flowers, and we're located in the city of San Bernardino at 468 West 5th Street. We offer Sunday morning education for new believers beginning at 9:30 a.m. and our Sunday services begin at 10:30 a.m. Life Application Bible Study is held 7 p.m. on Wednesday evening right here at the church, and Women's Bible Study is held 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings in the city of Ontario. We offer Kids for Christ Club for children ages 4 through 12 on Sunday mornings, where they are taught God's Word on their level. Every fourth Saturday of the month, we conduct Beyond the Walls Outreach, where we offer clothing, food, and hygiene kits for our displaced brothers and sisters in the community, and this service begins at 9 a.m. Also on fourth Saturday, we are meeting at 11:30 a.m. for Hope for a Woman's Heart Support Group. This is where women meet for a safe haven to encourage, empower, and lift each other up. Now, take a moment to get your pen and paper ready as we start the study, The Love Lifestyle, with Pastor James.
So, now, you think about this. You 30 years old, and this little six-month-old spirit is trying to tell you to change something. What you gonna do with that? You probably gonna ignore it. Do what we do. Oh, you little child, I don't know who you think you are talking to. Is this making sense? Thus, we're in the condition that we're in because we're following the dictates of the soul. Here's what we need to know. The spirit doesn't grow on nothing but God's word. Just like you give baby milk and baby formula, the baby spirit needs God's word. That's the only way it grows. If you don't give it God's word, it does not grow. It'll stay a baby. Thank you. Is this making sense? So guess what the enemy's plan is? Keep you out of Bible study. Yeah, keep you out of Bible study, because without Bible study, your spirit really can't grow. In church, you get illuminated. You get fortified. Wow, you get revelation. Wow, but how do I do that? Bible study instruction helps your spirit grow, because you can't challenge a grown soul with a baby spirit. You can't do it. You can't challenge it. Your soul is not going to pay you any attention. I hope I'm helping you. And the problem with this is all of the concepts that God give you has to go through your spirit, and your spirit has to control your soul. Concepts like forgiveness. Do me wrong and see what I do. You hear concepts like, let me put my religion down. You think that's nothing? People have put their religion down. In our marriage thing yesterday, we had a gentleman, when I had time with the men, we had a gentleman with the men who just got up and confessed. I got into a fight in church. I'm like, thank you for telling me. But I got news for you. You're probably not the only one. Is this making sense? Why? Because our soul is stronger than our spirit. You can never do God's will if you don't grow your spirit. Your soul will get in the way all the time. I hope I'm helping. I done got way out ahead of myself, but that's all right, because if I don't get there, I done already said it. Okay. So let's go a little bit further here. Okay, so the soul gives you self consciousness. You become aware of yourself. Adam and Eve became aware of themselves when God breathed into their nostrils. Wow. Hey, what's up? Where am I at here? What's going on? Is that making sense? Eve ain't around. Adam out here by himself. What's up? What's that? God say, name it. Okay, it's a giraffe. That's what it is then. So Adam became aware of himself, and because he was aware of himself, he was able to do some things. So God took his self-awareness because before sin, Adam's soul was connected to the spirit Adam, which was doing the will of God. See, Adam's soul was not stronger than Adam's spirit. Make sense? Okay, so they were like about right there together. Okay, so God said to Adam, name it. Whatever you call it, that's what it's going to be. So God said, so Adam started naming, hey, look at me, I'm naming stuff here. This is going to be a gorilla, and that's going to be a bear, and that looked like a monkey there, and that over there, that's a elephant, and that over that thing over there, that's a orangutan. God said, that's what it is. What is he doing? He's operating in his nature. That's who he is. He's operating in his authority. You need to name things in your life. And God says, what you call it, that's what it's going to be. That's why you got to watch your mouth about what you call stuff. I'm poor. I'm in poverty. Woe is me. You got to watch what you say. Is this making sense? David said, over in the Psalms, he said, why are you downcast, oh my soul? I will rejoice. I'm going to get up from here. I'm going to rejoice and give praise to the God of my... What is David doing? He's talking to his soul. You got to understand the concept. You got to talk to yourself. You got to let your soul know there's a new person in charge here. Is that making sense? You got to tell your soul there's someone else in charge besides you. I didn't mess around. Got out of here so far. So self-conscious comes from the soul. And I just want to scratch the surface. We'll get into this. Three parts of the soul. Three parts that actually function in the soul all the time. So let's look at them. The first one is your emotions. You know, you got to recognize when you're having an emotional experience, that's your soul dealing with you, trying to lead you. I hope this is making sense. Amen. Nothing wrong with having emotions. Nothing wrong with experiencing emotions. But you are not supposed to allow your emotions to rule you. If you feel bad, you don't want to stay with that. Acknowledge it. I feel bad. If you feel sad, acknowledge. I feel sad. But at some point, you ain't going to stay sad all day long. That's giving the soul too much power. You got to tell. You got to start talking to your, oh, no, you don't. You're not going to ruin my day. You're not going to make me upset. You're not going to make me have a pity party. God has been too good to me. Thank you. I will rejoice. I hope I'm helping you. I'm helping me. I tell people all the time, how you doing? The Lord is good to me. I ain't got no hard luck story. The Lord is good to me. Is this making sense? You might want to start saying it too. Because when you think about this, you really don't have a hard luck story. Think about it. You really... You have gotten release from the penalty of hell. You don't have a hard luck story. Ooh, you have the promise of God that I will always be with you. I'll be with you always. Even until you are not ever alone. I'm just got too excited, y'all. I mess around, got too excited up in here. I'm sweating all up under this. Okay, the second part of the soul. Okay, let me just read it. The soul, your inner feelings. You got to recognize when your inner feelings are messing with you. Because they don't always mess with you for positive. Most of the time, they're messing with you for negative. You got to recognize it. Your feelings are not you. They're there to enhance you. Is that making sense? Just like your car is not you. It's there to serve you. And if it get out of order, you need to get it fixed. Is that making sense? Get in a car that's not working right and start driving. Driving it anyway, and then it break down over here. It has just made your situation worse. What should you have done? Got it fixed. Is this making sense? Your soul is just like your car. If it's messing up, get it fixed. How do you get it fixed? You talk to it. You put it back in line. Because you, the spirit, have authority over your soul. Your soul don't want to believe it. But you have authority over your soul. You tell it how to feel. Oh, hope I'm helping you. No, you not going to make me mad at my dear sister, my dear brother. No, you not. I ain't going to go there. Hope I'm helping you. Okay, what's the next part of the soul? So the next part of the soul is the will. The will is your decision or willpower. Now, we're going to talk a lot more about this, but I just want to introduce it today. We bought it at 12:30. The willpower helps you be courageous. You can stand in the face of obstacles and still stand. After doing all to stand, stand therefore. That's talking to your spirit, and you need your will to do that. Having done all to stand, stand. I don't care what happened. I'm going to stand here. Also in your soul, your will, if it's out of control, can make you stubborn. Ooh, I hope I'm helping you. Your will make you just as stubborn as a Betsy bug. I don't know how stubborn a Betsy bug is. Make you stubborn as a mule. It's the same will. If you use it for God, it'll make you stand. And courageous. But if you use it for you, in your non-generated spirit, it'll make you stubborn. I hope I'm helping. In right in front of the truth. Truth is hitting you in the face and you be saying, I don't care what it is. Stubborn. I know I need God. I don't care. In fact, your will take you to a place where you say, there is no God. Will. That's why you have to control your soul. You can't let your soul outgrow you. It'll get you in a world of trouble. Let's go. The third thing here is your mind. Now, this is where we have a lot of problem with intellectuals, intelligence professors, and all of this. It's the mind. I don't care how much PhD, DDs you have. God's word is true in spite of the D's behind your PH. You got to understand it. God's word remains true in spite of you. Make sense? So it's through the mind we get this concept called reasoning and logic. Does that make sense? And so we reason. This is why people are having trouble at school. You bring them up in church, they go to school and come out atheists. Why? Because they don't know how to defend their faith. Is that making sense? So the churches actually have to develop the ability and begin to teach our children how to defend what they believe in. Make sense? And so I'm working on that now, putting a curriculum together for our kids at their level so they can understand why they believe in God. Because they're going to run into professors Ooh. Make sense? Okay, so let's go a little bit further. Oh, boy, goodness. So we got the emotion, the will, and the mind. Now let's go a little bit further. Well, maybe. Okay, so the Greek word for soul is, oh my, pesha. Pushy. From which we get the word psychology, psychiatry, psychoanalyst. And so it's really important to understand that when God talks about the soul, the Greek word for that is where we take all of these concepts from. Y'all with me? Everybody follow me here? Okay, so let's go a little bit further. So the soul does not agree with the spirit. Now let's go here. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 2nd chapter, verses 10 through 14 there. Look at somebody say, the soul don't agree with the spirit. No, it don't agree with the spirit. It does not agree with the spirit. And so it becomes your, and I'm not necessarily talking about the Holy Spirit. I'm talking about your spirit. I'm talking about your spirit. The soul does not agree with your spirit. The soul wants to do what it wants to do. And the soul is connected to the body because it's through the body that we have these feelings and we have these experiences, the feel goods, all of that, the taste goods, the feel goods, all of those things come through. If you didn't have no body, you wouldn't have no taste good. Well, it seems like our time has come to an end. Thank you so much for being with us. How I enjoyed our time together. I hope this was beneficial to you. If you would like to become a member of the Center of Christ Church on the Web, or if you'd like to be one of our partners, this broadcast is being sponsored by the partners of COCM. You could go to our website, www.centerofchristministry.com. There you can find what you need to join the church or become a partner of the COCM ministry. Until next time, God bless.
Thank you for being with us today. And we hope that you gleaned something from what you heard. We're going to pick up next week, and we hope that you'll take what you learned and study that and let it really get into your heart. And just be blessed this week, and we'll see you again next week. Take care. God bless, and see you soon.